ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weekend's rash of tornadoes in the plains turning deadly. A four-month-old child dead after a tornado tore through a home in Holdenville, Oklahoma. And in Sulphur, Oklahoma, Julie Cox lost her boutique, and some of her friends lost their businesses, too.
I mean, it's just devastation. I mean, I have a lot of friends that own, you know, this whole street. We're all like family here.
22 million Americans are under a threat for violent storms today. More than 200 arrests Saturday as protests over the war in Gaza continue on U.S. college and university campuses. Newly released video showing American Keith Siegel, who is being held by Hamas. The first time his family has seen him in more than 200 days, Hamas says that it is reviewing a new Israeli ceasefire proposal. After a nearly three-year investigation, federal regulators saying that a critical safety gap in Tesla's autopilot system may be responsible for hundreds of accidents and more than a dozen deaths. This is ABC News. In the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden became the first Democrat to win Georgia since Bill Clinton. The race there looks to be tied in 2024. He's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Polling suggests it will be an uphill battle for Biden, with Trump leading by an average of 6 points in a head-to-head matchup. Senator Raphael Warnock, who has been on the ballot 5 times over 2 years, knows his state's voters well.
I would urge him to do what we're doing, and that is to keep telling the story about the work that we are doing. The other side doesn't have anything to talk about.
To win in November, Biden needs to turn out voters.
Another nightmare for an American allegedly discovered with bullets in his baggage in Turks and Caicos, now facing a mandatory sentence.
His wife, Jerry Ann, says it was an honest mistake.
Like, I understand that there's laws and regulations, but there should be fairness and grace when it comes to things.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood reporting. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WISS.FM. Your news just for the Oshkosh area. I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Women in politics are reporting a spike in threats and harassment. Mike Moan reports.
The Brennan Center for Justice recently issued findings that detail the threatening behavior those in the political arena are experiencing now. Women were 3 to 4 times as likely as men to experience abuse targeting their gender. Erin Velarde of the advocacy and assistance group Vote Run Lead says this creates more unfairness in areas such as resource planning for a campaign.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Ann Velarde says because of the worsening climate, the threats are extending to almost all other candidates, including conservative white men. She and other researchers call on party leaders to strongly condemn political violence. They also recommend that each state implement stronger protection for office holders. And Velarde says it's not just women candidates and incumbents having to deal with this behavior. Women working as top aides and political journalists are subject to more hateful rhetoric these days.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
And if more women decide not to run or seek re-election as a result, Velarde says this means there will be fewer opportunities for gender equality in leadership positions in state legislatures and Congress. She urges constituents to send messages of support to women office holders as they weigh these challenges and their political futures. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms likely for your Sunday. Some of that rain locally heavy. We'll see high temperatures reaching the upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark. Showers, still a thunderstorm chance in the overnight. And again, some of that rain locally heavy. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Madison Mallards' Kyle Chisholm joins us to talk all things baseball. Three headlines in a lie. I hope you can join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here is today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Excuse the voice. I know I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm sick or just, I did a slew of shows over the weekend, and then I've been doing podcasts since with Miles. We've been doing our Bellied Up podcast. Miles Montplaisir, the You Betcha guy, who is also our guest on today's Cripescast. Miles and I have another podcast together, the Bellied Up podcast. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a while know that. Those of you who don't, now you know. I'm sitting in a hotel in Fargo right now. Oh, Fargo is beautiful this time of the year, folks. I tell you what. Jeez Louise. It hasn't quite snowed here yet, so it doesn't quite look like a moon landing, but a little pre-moon landing Fargo. What else do we got cooking? Oh, I was on tour this past weekend in Burnsville, Minnesota. Boy, oh boy, we had six shows. Six shows there. I cannot thank you guys enough for coming out and seeing me. I felt like a lot of the shows were really good. I'm really working out this new hour. And finding what hits and what doesn't. So when you have six shows right back to back to back to back, really helps you do that. So, man, I had a lot of fun. Really did. Thank you, Burnsville. Coming up this week, I guess Marshfield. I'm going to go see you. Houghton up in the UP of Michigan. That'll be fun. And then Fish Creek, baby, the thumb of Wisconsin. I'll be there on Sunday. All right. With that, folks, here is my conversation with my very good pal, Miles Montplaisir. Miles, the You Betcha guy, the co-host of the Bellied Up. Miles, my buddy. Here we go. All right. Here I am with one of my very, very, very dear friends. Miles Montplaisir, the You Betcha guy. He's been on the podcast a few times. Mm-hmm. I think you've been on the Cripescast the most of any other guest,
Miles. That adds up. We get together and podcast every eight, nine weeks.
So. Yeah, which we do for folks who don't know for the Bellied Up podcast. Miles, give the spiel of the Bellied Up podcast for people who might want to see us on, you know, our own podcast.
Yeah, together. Bellied Up podcast. Basically, Charlie and I go and belly up to a bar, and just like any good bar, we give good advice while we're drinking at the bar.
Yeah. Do you actually think that we give good advice?
Well, there's sometimes where I come to a fork in the road, Charlie.
Yeah.
And one path says give good advice, and then the other side says give bad advice, but it will be funny.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I take the second road.
It is a lot more fun. I try sometimes to actually give good advice, and you take that fork and you stick it in my tires.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You deflate that right away.
I think they call that a yin and yang. Charlie.
Yin and yang. It's nice.
But yeah, thanks for having me back on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think, though, your audience has got to be pretty sick of us doing this.
No, doing what, Miles? What do you think we're doing right
you
now?
You and I doing the Cripes cast together.
Do you think the audience is thinking, oh, boy, Charlie didn't have another guest. He didn't plan ahead.
If they're followers of you, yes, they should know that by now.
Well, Miles, that's not true. And I want the audience to know that that's not true. By the way, if you're wondering where we're recording, we are recording in Miles's very clean podcast studio.
Home game for me here, an away game for you.
It is an away game. So what you been up to lately, huh? Give people a sense of you're married now, you know. Have you been on the podcast since you got married?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it has been a minute. So it's really a treat to have you
back. Yeah, it's been at least a year, don't you think? Yeah, yeah.
All right, Miles.
So I'm still married, by the way.
Good for you. Yeah. I was going to ask. I was going to ask, it's going good then.
So far, so good. Still married. Isn't that the goal of marriage, pretty much? Just to stay married?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on top of that, the frosting on top of
the love.
The love, yeah. Yeah. And enjoying the marriage and growing your life with somebody and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah. But mostly just stay married, right?
Yeah, something like that. So, Miles, what are the top three tips you have for staying happily married in the Midwest?
Well, I don't know about just the Midwest. I think just in general, though, what I've noticed, really got to pick your battles.
Yeah.
There's some times where, like, you could bring up something, and then you just got to think, like, this is not worth it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Well, give me one recently where you...
I don't really have an example. It's mostly just, like I've also noticed that the sooner you come to just... know that you're going to get scheduled for stuff that you don't really want to do and you just have to do it. That's part of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
The easier it's going to go. Stuff will just show up on my calendar of dinner with these people and whatever. And it's just like, oh, just have to accept that and not be like, well, I'm busy or anything like that. You just have to do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Don't make a fight over something that you can stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. That's good. Next.
Oh,
I asked for three.
Okay.
That was one.
Well, one was pick your battles. Two, accept that you're going to have to go to stuff that you don't want to.
Okay. I feel like you're really stretching. I feel like that could have been a bullet point under one, but that's fine. All right. We'll go right to three.
What's I think three? The other thing is, I think that marriage is getting a bad rap these days. You know, it's like, I feel like every time I go on social media, it's like, marriage is hard. And I know it's like only been 6 months, but there's not even been close to like, oh, this marriage thing is hard. It's just, I feel like.
Well, that's great.
I know. That's kind of what I mean is if you find the right person, it shouldn't be hard.
Find the right.
But everyone's always like, marriage is so hard. And I don't have kids yet, so that might change.
Yeah.
But that being a parent's hard, not marriage, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it might be ludicrous of me here.
That's a good philosophy.
And Anne may leave me tomorrow, and then I'm like, oh, this is shot. So if Anne leaves me, I'm going to need to do an emergency Cripes cast with you and just backtrack everything I just said.
An ECC. Yeah. We can do that. We can line that up. How is Anne doing?
She's good.
Yeah? Nice. Great. You know, Miles, it's like pulling teeth on this podcast. What are these one-word answers?
Well, that was kind of a... Yeah, she's been doing great. You know, she's got her stuff and she's been keeping busy. And
now we're talking. Now that's a response I can work with.
The token interview answer.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on David Letterman right now.
Why do you have to roast me on my own podcast?
That wasn't a roast. David Letterman had a very successful career.
Well, I know, but I mean, you're commenting on the style, the late night style. Funny. You feel like there's an audience right there or something. So you meant that in a good way, then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. Next segment is, does it sink or does it float?
Yeah.
That would actually be kind of fun.
That would be good. Yeah. Nice. Hey,
starting off with Miles's marriage. Does it sink or does it float?
6 months in, still floating. So what made you guys want to redesign the podcast studio?
Well, our first podcast studio was just kind of stuffy. You know, it felt too corporate-y, felt a little too David Letterman. And
I also like how Jared's over here laughing at Jared. Can you please start laughing at my jokes too? Okay. Not just Miles's. Yeah, I'll do that. And when you laugh at Miles's, can you laugh just a little bit off the mic so they think he's getting lots of laughs at me? That'd be great. Thanks. Yeah. It's my podcast.
So now. We just kind of threw this together. We got a bunch of random stuff. That's a deer I shot there.
Was that the first deer you shot, Miles?
That was my second deer I ever shot.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought that up. It's deer season now. I've been out once. I went out bow hunting one time. Gun season starts in Wisconsin. Is it this weekend? No, next weekend. But it opened up in Minnesota, and you went.
I went. And I didn't go hunting. I just went and sat in the woods for 15 hours over the weekend and didn't shoot anything. So I don't think I'm technically hunting then. I'm more so just sitting in nature.
Do you enjoy sitting in nature?
I do for like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Then, you know, so where we hunt, I got to walk into the woods to my deer stand, right? So we park outside and then I go walk in. Of course, it's uphill. And I got all my gear on and I got my backpack, my gun, my snowsuit, and I'm going to my stand. By the time I get there, I'm in a full sweat.
Yeah.
So first then you're like, okay, well now I got to start shedding layers. But then about an hour later, your blood starts to settle a little bit. Then you start getting cold. Then you got to put layers back on. And it's this whole thing of just hot, cold, hot, cold. Then by hour three, you can't feel your toes and you're like, what am I doing out here? I haven't shot anything.
Are you a big snacker in the deer stand?
I'm kind of paranoid a little bit.
Because you'd think the scents of the food you're eating.
If I was like sitting in a heated stand in a field and that whole thing, I would be snacking whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm in close quarters in the woods. It's, in my opinion, it's like a little bit closer to bow hunting that way where like I'm just in the woods. I'm not in an enclosed stand or anything like that. So I get a little paranoid, but you reach a point where you're like, honestly, I'm so hungry and I need some coffee. Do I really care that much if I shoot a deer? I think I'd rather eat.
Yeah. You know, you kind of try to eat a little bit, especially you get yourself nice and full before you go up there. So you're not tempted to do it. But at some point you're going to be like, all right, this is going to throw off the scent. The little rapping noises might, you know, cause a deer to go away, but I'm just going to do it anyway. It's just how it rolls there. Mm-hmm. Did you have any deer hunting thoughts when you were up there? You know, just deer stand thoughts, random things that came into the old noggin, that realizations, anything?
Yeah, I think there's almost stages, right? Like the first stage is this first, like you go through, because I got a range finder.
Yeah.
You start trying to guess how far away trees are.
I was doing that same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that one looks about 40 and it's like 36.
Yeah.
So there's that stage. Then you spend so much time looking at the ground. Once in a while, I like to just look at the sky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do you like about looking at the sky there, Mike?
I like watching all the trees sway.
Do you ever think about all the trees that don't fall on you?
Like all the trees ever?
Yeah, it's a
great. I've never had a tree fall on me.
Well, it happens. A buddy of mine had a tree fall on him.
That's like maybe the worst luck I've ever heard.
It's bad luck, but it's a gratitude practice because you look around at the trees.
Well, then you start getting deep, right? Then you're like thinking like that tree is so old.
I know.
Right? Like a 40-foot high tree has got to be hundreds of years old.
And you think about all the stuff that tree has seen.
All of the times it's seen me fall asleep in the stand.
Yeah. Did you have your phone out there with you?
I try not to.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, mostly because I'm afraid that I'm going to have my sound on and I'm scrolling on Instagram and then all of a sudden I hear, hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripes Cast. And I'm like,
you know what? It would be an honor of mine to scare a big old buck away from you.
Yeah.
So then, all right. So you go from looking at the clouds, guessing with the rangefinder, staring at a leaf. What comes next?
And then you get to a point where you're now getting it. I think there's two more stages. The next stage is, what am I even doing out here? Think of all the other stuff I could be doing instead of just sitting here staring at the leaves. Right. And then the last stage is just, you just get mad.
Yeah.
You're just mad you haven't seen anything or that the right deer hasn't walked through. But I was thinking, Charlie.
Yeah. Good for you.
There you go.
Thank you, Jared. I appreciate that laugh.
I was thinking,
yeah,
the fact that we ever do shoot a big buck is kind of a miracle. The chances that the day that you're sitting in that tree, the chances that that perfect buck is walking through, the chance got to be really low. Because they travel all over the place.
They're wanderers.
The weather's got to be right. Like all that stuff.
Can't have too much wind.
So really, it's kind of like baseball. You should only bat 300. You shouldn't be batting 1,000 when you're out there. No.
If you are, people are starting to wonder. Yeah. Are you baiting them? Are you doing some weird stuff?
Chaining them to a tree and waiting until you go out there?
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
That doesn't actually happen.
Are you sure that's not how you got that one right there? Did you buy that from a farm? And
I think legal advice would tell me to stop talking. Yeah,
plead the fifth.
Yeah.
Tell us about your first buck, Miles.
Oh, it's a great story.
Yeah. How old were you?
Is it not embarrassing? I mean, I was like pretty young. I don't know, like 13.
Yeah. Gun hunting, bow hunting.
Gun hunting.
Okay.
I don't really bow hunt, mostly because my dad didn't bow hunt, so I just never did it growing up.
Yeah.
So I went hunting, and I was actually in the stand with my dad, and this little spike buck came walking in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all sorts of jittery, you know, the old buck fever. Your heart starts beating, you're shaking a little bit.
Yeah.
And I had a terrible shot.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
Where'd you shoot it?
So my first shot, I think it was in its hind leg.
Oh God.
And then the second shot, it was a gut shot.
Oh geez.
But we got it on the ground. You know, it didn't suffer for too long there.
Okay.
And then we walk up to it and one of the spikes, the one of the antlers didn't go up. It went like into its ear and like wrapped around the bottom side of the ear.
Weird.
It was really weird.
Did you mount that?
No, God, no.
It would have been kind of funny if you did.
Yeah, and my uncle actually that was 17 years ago. So, yeah, I'd been 13 years old. 17 years ago, I shot my first buck, and he showed the photo, and I had the classic middle school long swooping hair over the front of the forehead.
The bob.
Embarrassing. Yeah. But I still wear the same, like, hat that I did back then.
Really?
Every year.
It's
like one that Velcros on the top and the flaps come down and go underneath.
It's your lucky deer hunting hat.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Well, that was nice. And did your dad teach you how to field dress it and everything? Yeah,
lots of heavy breathing, lots of gagging going on. I don't do well with the smells.
Ah,
it's not so much doing it. It's the smells that I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's not.
I was not built to work in sanitation. Let's just say that.
Got it. Well said. Mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah, like I think smells will make me queasy more than seeing something bad.
Well, why don't you get a little nose plugger?
You could. Or we could go hunting together and you can just hold my nose shut while I'm gutting the deer.
That I would be honored to hold your nose shut.
That would be something else.
That would be a little
goofy. You can hold one of the legs too.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'd love to hold one of your deer legs. At that point,
I remember too, like one of the first times, like when you're, you know, cutting him open.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's such a weird, you're like, okay, so I'm just gonna grab the deer's nuts.
Yep. That's
what hold her to the side. You know, it's like, all right, this is, I don't know. It's like Chris Hansen gonna pop out from one of the trees and tell me I'm getting a little too friendly with it or what?
Yeah, it is a weird thing.
But once you get over it, it's fine. But
yeah, you always think the person's messing with you when they teach you how.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't go, hey, you remember your first buck? It's like, you remember your first buck nuts?
Grab those. Now look for the anus. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad we're diving into this like that, Miles. It's nice. Hey, we got some fan sort of questions here.
Oh, really? And you guys do fan questions?
Yeah.
All right. Are they good?
Some of them, yeah, are very good.
How many of them are mean?
None are mean. Don't worry. I took out all the mean ones. What, Miles, was your first impression of me when we first met?
My first impression was, one, this guy needs to get some sleep.
Okay. Why the sleep thing? You brought that up before. Is it the eyes?
Yeah, it's a little bit the eyes.
Under the eyes.
You've been getting more sleep lately, though. I can tell.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that.
It's the nicest thing you said to me. I remember. So you're older than me.
Okay. Here we go.
No, this is like, so you're like 6 years older than me, right?
I'm 36.
Yeah. So you're 6 years older than me. And you, the way you carried yourself the first time we met, I could tell that you were more seasoned than I was. And I felt a little fish out of water.
Oh, you felt a little threatened.
Felt like, okay, I got to be on my game because this guy knows what he's doing here.
Little did you know.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. So it was a little bit like, this guy's a comedian. Like, I got to be funny. I got to like hang with him here. I just remember that being not like intimidated, but just like, I got to be on my A game here because this guy knows what he's doing.
Well, that's nice. Thanks for pumping my tires.
Because I remember at this point, I come full circle. We do this now a lot, but I only shot stuff on iPhone at that point. So I didn't even use a camera for any of my videos. And you showed up with a buddy.
Yeah.
And he had a whole rig set up with a camera. He had a gimbal. He was getting side. It was all over the place. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. All right. That was my buddy, Justin Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The School of Ope. That was it. We shot that in Minneapolis.
You got oped. Start that.
That's a good one. Put that on it.
Kind of like punked, but Midwest style.
Midwest style. I like.
Oh, that. Gotcha. That's
not bad.
All right, though. We could do it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jared.
Prank show.
We could
call Oped.
Oped.
It's good. That's actually sell
that.
Like,
that's not a bad idea.
And all the pranks are like super mild.
Yeah.
It's, like they're not mean at all.
No.
Yeah. You put like green beans in a casserole instead of corn.
Or you're calling it, I call it casserole and not hot dish. Yeah. I brought 3.2% beer instead of the 4.1. Classic. You thought you were getting drunk, but you're not.
You're just getting bloated.
You just got oped.
All right. The next question is, what was my first impression of you?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. I will say this. First time I met you, you got out of the car. I went in for the hand hug. Where you shake the hand, you do the smack on the back. You were not for that. You maintained straight hand. It was an awkward first embrace. That's what I remember. That's what sticks in the dome.
I didn't grow up in a family that did a lot of embracing.
Well, neither did I.
So I think that's just probably part of my nature. Okay. I'm not a good embracer in general.
Okay, so first time meeting, it's just straight handshake.
But I have noticed that I was like that, and so I've tried to be more friendly with embraces.
Yeah, you've tried to give a little the half hug.
Or if a guy puts his hand out and I like him, you know, just give him the hug.
Oh, there you go.
The big pat on the back.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, that was...
And then it's like, that's always paired with like a... And then like a, good to see you, man.
Cool bar here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice little small talk.
Well, yeah, I could see that.
I have shows coming up in Fargo. Is Miles going to do 5-minute set again?
I don't know, dude.
Why don't you know?
Because it consumes me. Like that 5 minutes, my entire day, I'm worried about it. And then I go up and do it and it's not that good. And I'm like, I just wasted a whole day on this for 5 minutes.
Well, Miles, that's the art of stand up right there.
I know. Honestly, I don't think folks understand how much work actually goes into stand up comedy. And like, how just through working with you and other comedians, the amount of respect I have for comedians is through the roof.
Including me?
Yeah, even you, Charlie.
Wow.
Sweet. And But I am glad that I was able to get a peek under the hood with your comedy career to have the self-awareness. Not that like I couldn't do it, but that I just wouldn't be. It's not for me.
Yeah, it's not your thing. You got to be on the road a lot. You got to be
be on the road a lot. There's a lot of writing involved. There's a lot of smaller shows bombing, doing all that stuff. And I don't know. Not for me.
Got it.
But you never know.
Well, because this leads into the next question. When are you guys going to do Bellied Up Live?
Well, this summer we said we were going to do it this fall.
Yeah,
I think this fall we said we're going to do it this winter. So probably next fall we'll end up actually getting it done. Well, we've been talking about it.
We have. Actually, there's this new venue in Milwaukee. It's part of the Pabst Group. I forget the name of the venue. It's a new one. It's coming out. But they asked if we wanted to do a podcast there. So maybe
we've been floating it around.
Yeah.
Essentially, the idea is we would just do it like a normal Bellied Up podcast, but instead of callers, we would do like a lottery system and pull out numbers and people from the or ideas. People would submit their ideas when they walk in, and then we would go through and choose them and have them actually be audience members instead of callers. Correct?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Something like that.
I almost like the idea of calling them up on stage.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be.
And bringing like having some sort of bar set up there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of just like a table.
No, that's true. They could. We should have an actual bar up there on stage, and then they can actually belly up to the bar with us.
Yeah.
And the bar we should just have be like in kind of Last Supper style, you know, where we're all facing the
sitcom style. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I like that. Well, let's do it. We'll do it. We'll
this
do
is
it
the
in
exact
a few months.
Conversation we had this summer. We will do it.
We will.
Just taking a little bit.
Yeah. No, I don't.
No, hey, we're letting it marinate.
We are. I mean, I feel pretty confident about it.
I do too.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weekend's rash of tornadoes in the plains turning deadly. A four-month-old child dead after a tornado tore through a home in Holdenville, Oklahoma. And in Sulphur, Oklahoma, Julie Cox lost her boutique, and some of her friends lost their businesses, too.
I mean, it's just devastation. I mean, I have a lot of friends that own, you know, this whole street. We're all like family here.
22 million Americans are under a threat for violent storms today. More than 200 arrests Saturday as protests over the war in Gaza continue on U.S. college and university campuses. Newly released video showing American Keith Siegel, who is being held by Hamas. The first time his family has seen him in more than 200 days, Hamas says that it is reviewing a new Israeli ceasefire proposal. After a nearly three-year investigation, federal regulators saying that a critical safety gap in Tesla's autopilot system may be responsible for hundreds of accidents and more than a dozen deaths. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first seven runs in five innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the seventh round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends. Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green Bay.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some showers and thunderstorms likely for your Sunday. Some of that rain locally heavy. We'll see high temperatures reaching the upper 40s, close to that 50-degree mark. Showers, still a thunderstorm chance in the overnight. And again, some of that rain locally heavy. Currently 46 degrees.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we recap the weekend news events.
Track gone
to the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track at the wall, and it is gone. Jackson Chourio
at the track wall, gone.
El Kraken gives the Brewers the lead.
Today, the crew takes on the New York Yankees at beautiful American Family Field.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Back to the slide piece, and he got
it. High drive! Deep right! Where's it going to land? Way back.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a cool and rainy afternoon in Milwaukee, it's the Brewers and the Yankees for the final game of this three-game series. Hello, everybody. Alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you from American Family Field. The roof is closed. The panels are shut. And we are thankful for that here today for this final game of this series. Tied at a game apiece. Brewers winning in extra innings on Friday night. The Yankees with a 15-3 victory to even up the series last night. Brewers handing the ball to Tobias Myers for his second career start. It'll be the veteran Marcus Stroman on the mound here today for New York. We'll talk to Josh when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Jay.
with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees getting set to finish up this three-game series here this afternoon. The winner gets the series after splitting the first two games of it. And Josh Maurer, I want to ask you about Marcus Stroman. The Brewer is very familiar with him, of course, his last couple of years with the Chicago Cubs. He's pitched pretty well against the Brewers in the past, a guy that typically, when he's going well, generates a lot of ground balls.
Ton of ground balls, yeah. We know it from those two seasons with the Cubs. It felt like he just always pitched a good game against the Brewers when he was with Chicago. And they're going to try to change that here today. Seven career starts against Milwaukee. His earned run average is about 2.5. They haven't scored a lot against him, and he's pitched well thus far with the Yankees. It's going to be that same recipe, though. A lot of sinkers, and he'll try to get the ball put onto the ground.
He was the opening day starter against the crew last year at Wrigley, pitched very well. Brewers got to him in this ballpark last year, though, in his most recent start against the crew. Of course, the crew's lineup a lot different. Everything changes from year to year when you're talking about Major League Baseball. But it'll be a challenge for the crew today against Marcus Stroman. They hand the ball to Tobias Myers. We're going to talk more about his second start as a big leaguer with Pat Murphy coming up in a few moments. Brewers and Yankees, the winner gets the series. Brewers have only lost one series all season long. We're almost to the month of May. That's how consistent they've been able to be throughout the first month of 2024. Pat Murphy, when we return on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you tires and batteries, trust and care, because we get you. So get out on the road and stay safe with quality automotive parts and service at unbeatable prices. Right now, select tires or buy three, get one free. Your choice of Meguiar's new car scent, protectant wipes, or spray, just $5.99. Plus, doorbusters, like $130 instant savings on a DeWalt Power Stack starter kit with charger and two batteries included. Tires and batteries, trust and care at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA, your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the Silver Lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a tough one last night, but really the story there in the grand scheme of things is that game 26, and that's the first time you haven't had the tying or winning run at the plate late. And with the injuries and the youth of this team, it's really an accomplishment for this squad.
There's no doubt about it. You know, to be 26 games in and never have not been in the game in the ninth inning with the tying or winning run at the plate is amazing for these young guys. You know, I take my hats off to them. The way they've competed, the way they've stayed in every game, it's a great accomplishment. Brand new team, 12 guys making their opening day debut in the big leagues on a 26-man roster, 9 significant pitching injuries. Other injuries are star offensive player injured. You know, there's a lot to be said for what these guys have accomplished. And I'm not going to not mention it. You know, I'm not going to say, we got to get better. Of course we got to get better. And, of course, we've got an uphill battle. We all know that coming into the season, and we know it even more now with the injuries. But they've done a lot, and I'm really proud of them.
You had to cover 11 innings on Friday night, and not that this is a silver lining necessarily, but the fact that the game did get out of hand, it allowed you to go with Owen and really save some of that bullpen last night. And that does set you up a little bit better moving forward.
Yeah, there is silver lining in those games. You know, it gets a little light when the position players get in there to pitch, and adds a little levity and takes the edge off a little bit. But yeah, you never like to get beat, period. Right. And then when it is lopsided and you got a full house, you feel bad for the fans. You're like, God, you wish they, you know, all came out tonight and saw us at their, at our best. But that's part of it. It's all part of the deal, and you just can't put too much into it and just focus on what you got to focus on.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew! Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Day.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Yankees wrapping up this three-game series here this afternoon. We're chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It's brought to you by Concordia University. You'll hand the ball to Tobias Myers, a very good first start in the big leagues. What a debut for him. And now maybe the toughest part, and that is stacking good starts on top of each other against a really good Yankees lineup for him.
I'm really happy for Tobias, you know, to make his major league debut and pitch as well as he did. And again, it wasn't planned. I think he'd be the first to tell you that he didn't know for sure he'd get to the big leagues this year or he'd make a major league start. But he did, and he did really, really well. Overachieved something we didn't think, you know, could be possible in terms of a guy pitching in April for us and pitching five innings as well as he did. We did not think that was probably going to happen. So he surprised us, and it's really cool, and he's earned it. And we're happy to give him the ball for a second start. A very formidable opponent. Great lineup he's got to face. And I think he's up to the challenge. I'm excited for him.
Sometimes you can look at guys' stuff. You can put them in a lab and understand what their stuff does and why it might play or why it might not. But you really don't find out about the player until he's in the game in the moment. And I think that start, the way it all happened, you learned a lot about Tobias.
That's it. You know, we do know about his pitch properties, and we do know there's great potential. That's why they signed him. He's been with five different organizations and made his debut with us. I mean, we believed in him. But the game, you're right, the game is played on the field by people, and we can have all the information we want. You still got to go out and execute and compete and get through all the things you get through when you're trying to make a major league debut and then make an impression on national television, that type of thing. And he rose to the occasion for all those things. So he moves up the charts for you and gets himself another start in the big leagues.
Murph, we appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers deserve a carrier that's invested in their safety and comfort. At Schneider, drivers use newer industry-leading equipment that keeps them moving forward. Our trucks are specced with the latest safety features and amenities that keep drivers comfortable any time of year. Plus, while you're out on the road, Schneider's nationwide facility network offers secure parking and amenities to make your life easier. Upgrade to a better driving job with better equipment. Search jobs near you and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Roof is closed here on this Sunday afternoon inside American Family Field, and the Brewers try to win a series from the New York Yankees. They have won a series 2 out of 3 from the Bronx Bombers each of the previous two seasons, 2022 and 23. Can they do it 3 years in a row? We'll find out. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and today's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Here's the key today for Tobias Myers and anybody who does end up pitching in the game for the Brewers. Do your best to keep New York in the ballpark. They're not called the Bronx Bombers for nothing, folks. They've already hit 7 home runs in the series. Alex Verdugo has gone deep in each of the first two games for New York. So try to limit the home runs. That's the way that the Yankees try to beat you. They use the long ball. Keep the ball inside the confines of the field if you can here today. Let's move along to the injury report, which is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. No new injuries for the Brewers this series, and that's been good news. Christian Yelich is going to miss his 15th consecutive game today, so it's been over 2 weeks since the back flared up on him. We've seen him out doing some throwing and a little running around over the last couple of days here pregame at American Family Field. No timeline has been provided by Pat Murphy yet, though, as to when Christian Yelich is going to get into the batting cage and hopefully soon back into the lineup. We're going to take a break here. Getting closer to first pitch between the Yankees and the Brewers. When we come back, it's our weekly look down on the farm. With all the pitching issues the Brewers have had injury-wise, this is a guy pitching in AAA again that could be a big part of the plans. Robert Gasser featured in our farm report when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network.
When you're a working mom like me, time is precious. Between soccer practice, dance classes, and music lessons, I barely have time and energy left for dinner. But I found a nice little pick-me-up for dessert. Cedar Crest cake pints, like cherry cheesecake. Now I can have my cake and ice cream too. It's easy and you know it's delicious because it's Cedar Crest. It's the homemade taste that you don't have to make at home. Look for it in the frozen food section of your local grocer. And remember, if you've got a big family, better get more than just one.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home. Home run.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it.
Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Brewers and Yankees, it's game three in a rubber match here from American Family Field, and you're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. I'm Josh Maurer. It's time for our Sunday look at the Brewers minor league system, our Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report. Let's begin in AAA, where the Nashville Sounds are two games below the 500 mark early in the season, heading into a series finale in Louisville today. Wednesday, a big, important piece of the Brewers' pitching plans came back into action as lefty Robert Gasser made his season debut for the Sounds. The reigning International League Pitcher of the Year was in mid-season form already. He started his day 6-up, 6-down with 4 strikeouts, including this one to end the second inning. Here is the voice of Nashville, Jeff Hem.
Here's the 1-2. Troutwine swings and misses strike three. Gasser went up high at 95. And I would say that Robert Gasser feels pretty well right now. He strikes out the side in order in the second.
It was part of a 5-strikeout performance for Gasser. He yielded just 1 run over 4-plus efficient innings. Another name to keep an eye on, outfielder Isaac Collins, a former Rockies farmhand who continues to be a big part of the Sounds offense. The 26-year-old has hit a couple of homers and 3 doubles this week and is batting .313 on the season. Tuesday night in the series opener in Louisville, he provided the first big swing of the week. Again, here's Jeff.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on, drilled in the air. Deep right center field. Dunn back, looking up. That ball is gone. Isaac Collins gets one up into the breeze, and it was a no-doubter. The Sounds take a 2-1 lead in the second on a smash to right center by Collins.
Moving to the AA level, the Biloxi Shuckers had a tough week in Pensacola until last night. They had dropped 5 straight, but one of the newest members of the team had a huge game to help them break out of that funk. Mike Bovee, last year's second-round Brewers draft choice, had just been promoted from High A, Wisconsin, and he had already doubled twice in the game last night when he came to the plate in the 9th inning and the score tied at 3. Let's pick it up with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
The 2-0 pitch. Bovee rolls it first base side and fair into the corner. Acosta rounds third and comes home. Bovee hustles in a second. It's a 3-double game, this one. A go-ahead double in the 9th inning, and it's 4-3 Biloxi. Have yourself a night, Mike Bovee.
The 3-double game last night came after he had hit 2 triples on Thursday. Between his time with the Timber Rattlers and the Shuckers, he has 13 multi-hit games already this season. You're listening to a Sunday Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and we wrap up with a look at the single-A level and the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who are having a great start to the season up in Appleton. With a 14-6 record, they are tied for first place in their division, and they've got 14 April victories for the first time in 12 years. Last night against the Peoria Chiefs, the score was tied at 4-4 in the 6th inning when former 22nd-round Brewers draft choice Terrence Dostin came to the plate. Let's listen to the voice of the T-Rats, Chris Mehring.
Line drive, base hit, center field. Terrence Dostin rounding first. He'll stop there with an RBI single to give the Rattlers the lead right back. It's 5-4 Wisconsin.
Dostin's hit provided the winning margin in a 5-4 victory, the 4th consecutive win for Wisconsin. A pitcher to keep an eye on, Brett Witrowski. He struck out 7 for the T-Rats in a win on Friday night and has eye-popping velocity so far this year. The T-Rats finished their series at 2:05 this afternoon with the Chiefs. And that'll do it for this week's Blaine's Farm and Fleet Down on the Farm report. When we come back to the On Deck Show here at American Family Field, I'll get you the starting lineups for the rubber match between the Yankees and the Crew. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required